I drove out into the middle of a field to tell you I'm unapologetically pro-life. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your tailgate talk. So why in the world would I be sitting in a field to say that? Well, you know what? Green grass is a beautiful picture of new life. I've got to say that sometimes I'm surprised when I see unexpected characteristics come out in animals. What do I mean? So we raise a little bit of produce at our farm. We'll do a little bit more of this next year. Kind of looking forward to kind of making a little announcement about that in the spring. So pretty pumped about some developments there. But one of the things that we raised this year that we'll do a little bit more of next year is watermelons. Love watermelons. Big fan of watermelons. And I found out that not only am I a big fan of watermelons, my dad's a big fan of watermelons, I knew that. My daughter Lindley, huge fan of watermelons. Homer, the world famous steer, also a big fan of watermelons. But my blue heeler buddy can out-eat all of us combined. You split a watermelon in half and lay it on the ground, that dude will eat both halves of that thing before he stops. He'll eat so much watermelon that it'll make him sick. He loves watermelon. He is a dog. He is a blue heeler dog. Come here, buddy. Come here. Come here. He is a fine specimen of canine. Here he is right here. That guy right there is a watermelon eating fool. He loves him some watermelon. Here's the thing. I think that's probably a little unique for a dog. I think it is. But it sets him apart. Now I know we're talking about dogs, but can I just diverge from that for just a second? You have unique things about you that set you apart that nobody else have in their DNA or character. You are unique and set apart from everyone else on the face of this planet. I know everybody says, well, you got a doppelganger or whatever that word is out there somewhere, but there's no one else on the face of this planet exactly like you. Even if you have an identical twin, there's a difference. There are differences in them and you. There's no one exactly like you. God uniquely made you. And the psalmist would say in Psalm 139, verse 16, that even before you completely took shape in the womb, God knew what you were going to look like. He knew who you were going to be and all of what your features were going to look like. He knew you, and He created you specifically for a purpose. And so why am I unapologetically pro-life? By the way, that doesn't end at birth. I'm pro-life from conception all the way through natural death. I am unapologetically pro-life. Why? Because God is the author of life. And when life happens, it's because God breathed life to begin with. You were created uniquely. And so what do you have to offer this world? Well, God created you for a purpose. And the most incredible thing that you can realize today is, number one, if you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, God loved you enough to send His Son Jesus to save you from your sin so that He could redeem that unique purpose that He created you for His honor and His glory. Today, can I encourage you to give serious thought to whether or not you're following Jesus? Listen, I love you, and I really appreciate you joining me on the tailgate today. And until next time, hey, I pray you have an incredible week, and I will see you next time on a tailgate.